He was born a poor Serbian boy who thought the Roman army would be a great place to start. He rose through the ranks and, like many generals before him, found himself acclaimed as imperator by his troops. Despite his low birth and lack of education, he knew the Roman Empire's political, military, and economic ills. He took bold steps to address them. And the first casualty was the Principate itself. The ruler of the world's largest empire could no longer even pretend to be like Babacus or Jethro in their six-story apartment. Diocletian was the first Roman emperor to discard entirely the pretense that Rome was still a republic. Diocletian insisted on being addressed as Dominus et Deus, God and Master. He insisted upon being treated accordingly, complete with a new imperial ritual largely borrowed from the Persians. 3 centuries earlier, Augustus would welcome common Romans to his humble house on the Palatine, dressed in clothes handmade by his wife Livia. But those were different times. Now, the god and master Diocletian required visitors to crawl into his palace and prostrate themselves before they could kiss the hem of the lord and master's gown. No part of Rome's government escaped Diocletian's attention. His every word was an unbreakable law. If you disobeyed him or thought of disobeying him or thought of disliking him, you were in big trouble. Diocletian's reform of the Roman government were as totalitarian as could be, thereby well earning this age its name of the Dominate. Diocletian's most important administrative reform was the Tetrarchy, which divided power between 2 senior emperors called Augusti and 2 assistant emperors called Caesars, bringing a grand total to 4. 1, Augustus ruled the Western Empire, and 1, Augustus ruled the Eastern Empire. Each Augustus was assisted by his own personal Caesar. The Caesar was also the Augustus's adopted son and designated successor.